What's up, baby dolls? Thanks for tuning in to the Look What We Found podcast. My name is Daniel, and I'm here with
Louis.
Chris.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome, everybody.
Hey, could you guys have a good 4th of July yesterday? Today is the 5th of July. It's Tuesday evening. And, you know, we didn't talk about anything that happened on the 4th. Did you guys have a good 4th?
Yeah, it was great, man.
No. I did not.
Why not?
I enjoyed my day off, kind of, but all I did was work.
You had to work for the 4th of July?
Not on the house. I had to work on the house. So it's like, you know, you run into problems as you work on the house. Then on top of it, you're, you know.
You're like remodeling?
No, I mean, not really. That was just setting up a shower door, one of the ones that slides, and and then doing some other stuff. So I'm fucking doing that. And there's people that shoot fireworks at noon. I don't understand it, but they're out there.
You can't see them, right?
Nope. No.
I don't
and they're
get it
loud
either.
As fuck.
Nope. Are they just testing the noise level?
I think they can't wait.
Yeah, they're so
I think
fucking
they're just
excited,
like,
right?
Yeah, they're just like, oh.
But what fuck. A waste, right?
Yeah.
You know what's really stupid? Well, I don't know if it's really stupid. I think we've all done this before, but yeah. I think it's time we all stop it. I think it's about time. You know, I think the social media has been out long enough that we can all stop this, and I encourage you guys to stop filming fireworks on your Instagram stories.
Okay.
It's enough.
Yeah.
We get
everyone's
it.
Doing it.
Everybody does it.
Everyone has seen fireworks on the 4th of July, and guess what, everyone? They fucking know what they look like. And let me tell you something. If you think someone is stopping at your store, be like, wow, Louie and Chris watched firework yesterday. Wow, how cool. Look at that. Oh, look at that one. Oh, there's a blue one.
Yeah.
Get a fucking life.
Okay.
Stop
what
it.
What would be a good post? I didn't do that, by the way. But what would
and
be
if
a good...
you did, it's okay.
No, it's I'm not. Saying, that's we're saying it's not okay.
It's now. From now on, it's not
no,
okay.
No, it's okay. It's,
because we're addressing it now.
Also, like, they don't look as good on your phone. It doesn't even translate well. You know, it's
doesn't
like
do it
you know how the
at all.
You've heard. I don't know if you guys heard the Northern Lights. You guys know that.
Yeah.
That anomaly that happens with the In with Alaska. That weird waves. Okay, so apparently, that looks much better on the camera. Apparently, a lot of people that go, or maybe it's the day, but I've heard that to the naked eye, it's not as nice. It's not as vibrant as it's captured on some cameras, phones, whatever.
I'm sure. I mean,
that isn't the case with fireworks.
If you're seeing the Northern Lights, fucking shoot away. Take a picture. Yeah. Post it up.
But
I'm
also,
impressed.
But my point is it looks better, right?
In real life.
And no, on the phone, they're saying that the camera captures more than you can see with the naked eye.
Oh, for the Northern Lights.
Yes, the Northern Lights look more vibrant,
okay,
more
gotcha.
Green on the phone or through a camera than with the naked eye.
Gotcha, okay.
So on top of it being amazing that you're off somewhere in the wilderness, it looks better. That's not what's happening with fireworks.
No.
It's diminishing returns, like big
and
time.
It looks so far away. You know, it looks so far away. It looks so tiny,
and it just doesn't translate. And everybody
and the problem is it's everyone does it through the whole fucking story after story. So just don't watch them the day after. Don't watch anyone's story. I think you guys should strike watching stories. And if you posted yourself. Shooting, you know, shoot, probably recording someone else's fireworks.
Yeah, yeah.
If you did that, slap yourself on the hand.
Don't ever do it again.
Keep moving forward in your life and don't do it next year. And
you know what? You were bringing me into another thing that I've noticed. This is I feel like this generation, because it's not us anymore, the Gen Z TikTok generation.
As you sit down a rocking chair,
as I sit
grandpa.
On a rocking chair, I feel like they all. Like, there's a big push to be special, different, unique, right?
Mm-hmm.
But all I see is people posting the same shit with the same music, doing the same dance, talking about the same fucking thing, man. There's something about the way that TikTok works is that it's somehow something about it, man, like where everybody's sharing the sounds or clips or audio clips and just everybody is doing the same shit. Dude, I can scroll on Instagram for 2 minutes and see 10 different people doing the same dance, the same whatever, with the same music. I you hear the same song so much. I'll hear for one song for a dance, and then somebody's showing off their real estate. Somebody else is showing a hotel in Mexico. Somebody is.
This is TikTok or Instagram?
Both.
Both. Oh,
both,
okay.
Because now they're cross-contaminating, and there's not really much of a difference.
And people are starting to post their TikToks on Instagram.
And yes, yeah. And it's so strange that everybody's look, more and more people are, just the way Instagram and TikTok are cross-pollinating, it's becoming one thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's what everybody is doing with their social media and their personality. There's everybody's just melting into each other, and it's the same shit over and over and over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
Like the fireworks thing.
Yes.
You got to imagine, even if you got a really pretty video of your fireworks, you got to think, everybody's seen a bunch of fireworks on TikTok, on my Instagram already. Let me not do this. But it just fuck. Like, I don't understand. Like, they want to be different, and then everything they do is exactly just copying somebody else.
And you go to the place where they have the fireworks, and here there are hundreds, thousands of people with their fucking phones out recording the fireworks. Like, they're going to watch it next year in the family reunion, or they're going to pull it up tomorrow and be like, let's watch the fireworks show that I completely missed because I had my damn phone out the whole time.
Yep.
Put them away.
Yes.
Now.
At least for that.
Yeah. Respect the flag, I feel.
Yes. You know? Respect the flag.
Do something else.
Yeah, dude. You have this, you can do this shit tomorrow when they're not in the sky. Maybe fucking take a look over here. But you know what I don't want to discourage people from doing and taping?
Mm.
When they shoot them off. I don't mean.
Oh, when it goes bad?
Yes.
I could agree with that.
Yes.
I love watching. There's nothing more that I love watching on Instagram when the firework, like.
When it tips over.
We love disasters.
Disaster fireworks, fucking lighting them, and then just
their,
like,
house, their trees on
I
fire.
I fucking love it, dude.
That's true.
I can't wait to see it the next morning and just catch up on the disasters that the, you know, the fourth brought us. Guys, by all means.
Okay.
Keep doing that.
Fine. Addendum to the rule. If you're shooting off real fireworks from those tubes,
just record it just in case.
Just record it.
Just in case.
Just in case.
If no disaster, get rid of it.
Yeah, yeah.
We don't have to see
it. Get rid of it. Don't put it up because we know what's going to happen.
And you'll never see it again, like you said. You're not going to watch it later. You're not going to pull it up tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to be like, oh, remember the fireworks from 2 days ago?
Let's watch it again.
No.
Is there anything that you guys like that people do over and over again that they keep copying each other?
It gets really tiresome, man. Even whatever your poison is, even if it's
whatever your poison is, big booty hose.
Okay, it gets boring. It gets because it's the same shit. The thing about TikTok is that you can't mute it, right? Mm-hmm. So I get so tired of the sound.
I think you can mute it.
I haven't figured. I mean, you can lower the volume on your phone,
right?
But you can't like tap it like Instagram, you know?
Oh, okay.
So if it's something you scroll real quick, maybe the next video you do want to listen to, but now your volume's turned all the way down. And
I think you might be able to do the little switch thing on the side.
You will change my life if there's a way to do that.
Okay.
So you got to change my life after this.
I'm
going
to try to change it. I don't know.
But
there's a way to mute the sound. Guys, if you know a way to mute the sound on TikTok, please send us a message.
While still watching. And I don't want to like lower down all the volume lower it back up like a fucking boomer. No.
And you kind of need the volume.
Yeah. Because that's the whole thing, right?
People are talking. Now they add the subtitles a lot, so that kind of helps.
But Louis, it's just the same. I feel like there's like two, three sounds. Mm-hmm. It's stuck in that fucking my money don't jiggle. Like it's fucking like.
Oh yeah, that one.
Dude,
it's
just too much, man.
It is.
It's too much. It was cute. Like at the beginning, you've been hearing that. You've been singing that Kate Bush song. That's been done to death on TikTok. Covers and piano covers and violin covers and duets. And it's just we get it. Like we saw it. Guess what? Everybody saw it already.
And the problem is that it keeps working. I think the real problem is we keep going back to watch it, you know? I'm not going to open these doors. I know they're just going to be fucking fireworks, you know?
But what is it? Because you obviously keep watching it. Now, you could be annoyed Is it the hope that you're going to see something different? Is it?
I guess so.
That?
Yeah.
No, because I think it's
for
just,
me. It is. I feel.
I think it's. I think that we're so much more helplessly addicted to it than we think we are.
Okay, I
people
agree with
don't
that.
Don't understand. And I don't think we fully
understand. Understand, bitch. I don't.
You know, see, yeah. There's another fucking thing he's doing. That's not TikTok too much, you know? And Chris is like, everyone keeps doing the same thing. I don't.
Yeah, but you haven't heard that, right? You haven't heard it.
Yeah,
no, I haven't heard it. But yeah, I think that.
But why is it that we're addicted to it, I guess is what I'm trying to say. When you guys are you state that you're clearly turned off by the mm-hmm. repetitiveness
yeah.
of it and lack of originality, but mm-hmm. there you guys are.
Mm-hmm.
What is it?
I think you hit it on the head for me. I think you nailed it. I think
you
I'm,
think it's
I'm looking for something different. I think I'm looking I'm looking for something inspiring. I feel like that little kid from fucking The Incredibles. You remember the first Incredible movie?
Never seen it.
Daniel?
Of course. I love The Incredibles. I've seen
you're, are you being sarcastic?
No, I do. I love
remember
that.
Remember when the little kid's waiting?
The one that can run fast?
No. There's his little neighbor kid. One time he's freaking out and he lifts his car up. And there's the little kid right there.
Yeah.
And then he lifts it, the Mr. Incredible lifts his car up.
Uh-huh.
And the little kid's like watching him and he's just in shock, right? Movie keeps going.
Yeah.
They go back to him at some point. The little kid's just sitting there waiting. And then Mr. Incredible's like, What do you want? What are you waiting for? And he says, I don't know, something amazing, I guess.
Yeah.
That's what I feel like.
You're Ben Affleck in Good Will
I'm not
Hunting.
Ben Affleck. I'm the little fucking boy.
I think you're Ben Affleck.
Listening?
Ben Affleck. No, yeah. Ben Affleck's in Good Will Hunting.
Yeah, when he goes, you know what the best part of my day is? The hope that one day I'm going to
I'm going to not see my friend?
Yeah. That was his hope, dude.
I can't wait till Chris comes up to me and he calls me Wicked Smart.
Yeah. Like, wait a minute, dude. There's three of us. You're fucking Matt Damon. You're Wicked Smart. I could have been Wicked Smart.
No, Ben Affleck says that someone is Wicked Smart.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm definitely Matt Damon in that movie.
Lost.
Yeah. He's Ben Affleck, and you're the fucking therapist.
Oh, I'll take that.
Yeah, yeah.
No,
yeah.
He's fucking Casey Affleck.
Or the girlfriend.
Or the girlfriend. The British girlfriend.
I'll take the British girlfriend.
And ultimately, what happens is the girlfriend inspires me.
Yeah.
And then you're still left uninspired.
Wait, Daniel. If we're all in that movie, but yeah. I'm Matt Damon.
No. You're Ben Affleck.
No, it's because I'm asking Daniel.
Oh,
okay. Just hear me out. Right? I'm Matt Damon. I'm a fucking genius.
It's so hard for me to think about
it. Okay. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Would you I feel like, well, here's what I'm getting at.
Okay.
Ben Affleck in the movie for Good Will Hunting, for you guys who haven't watched it.
Yeah.
Ben Affleck is just a regular Boston guy and his friend's a genius. And the speech that Louis is talking about is he basically says, I want my friend to get out of here so he can do something better because he deserves more. This isn't enough for him, right?
Ben Affleck
is the gist of it, right?
Yeah.
Right. Yes.
I feel like you wouldn't want that for me.
No, I wouldn't want it.
Right?
No, I
like.
Keep you
I
here.
Feel like Dana would be like he would never give the best part of my day speech is knocking on your door, hoping that you won't come
absolutely
out.
Absolutely not.
I feel like Dana would be like, no, motherfucker.
You're staying here, and we're doing the fucking podcast.
You're taking me with you.
Yeah, but in fairness, I don't think any of us would.
Mm.
I don't think any of us would give the fucking Ben Affleck.
You're saying Ben Affleck is a better friend than we are?
I think that we just don't have that.
We don't have genius friends?
That special within us that I think we'd be like, you know.
Wait, is it something special within him, or is it that his friend is so exceptional that he can't help but?
I think his friend is that exceptional.
Right?
He knows he's just like, dude, you can't be here with me fucking doing construction.
Right.
Yeah, what
right.
are you doing, dude? Mm. If in 20 years you're still doing this shit,
yeah.
I'm going to kill myself.
Yeah. I have no choice.
I think I know what I
stay here and do construction.
Right,
you know?
But you. Okay, but if
we have no choice but to do an outdated show on the podcast.
Right.
We don't have anything higher, you know?
Right.
But
damn.
if you knew how to make fabulous TikToks, I'd be like, Chris, you gotta leave the show.
No, you would be like, hey, dude, can you like put the fucking podcast on the show? Like, can you just throw one of our TikToks?
All right, bad example. But you know what I mean.
But Louis, if Daniel's Matt Damon, are we like, dude, get out of here? Don't you think we would?
I think
don't
I would
you
want
think
him to
be like,
happy,
dude,
yeah?
Daniel, come on. Dude, go, man. Like, what are you doing here? What are you doing with us? Just go and solve math problems for the world, whatever the fuck Matt Damon was supposed to do with his intelligence.
Right. Well, I wonder what he ended up doing when he went to California.
I think he was just not going to do anything.
Also, the car was pretty fucked up, and they're in Boston. I don't think he made it like all the way to Arizona in that car.
Okay,
Arizona, California.
That's a separate
issue.
Also,
I think I figured out who I really would be in that movie.
Who?
You know
the professor with the long scarf.
No, close though.
Are you the Are you the guy who? How do you like them apples?
No,
not
that
fucking
guy.
The Indian friend.
I don't remember the M.
Was there an Indian?
I don't remember.
I don't know,
Indian,
dude.
I think there was an Indian guy
I
in that group.
I think you're setting us up for.
Oh, I know who he was.
Who was
he? He's the guy that goes into the bar and tries to outshine Matt Damon at the beginning to steal the girl.
No, with the Michael Bolton hair.
Yeah, that was that. That was
no,
the how do you like
them apples?
No, you're
saying I'm his homie that looks all dark.
Yeah.
No, wrong and wrong.
You're my homie that looks all dark.
Yeah, I'm your guest's homie that looks all dark. No, I would be the kiss ass to the professor that gets jealous when he like when rubs Matt Damon's head.
Oh,
and he's like,
yeah.
That's me.
I didn't even remember that guy.
Me neither.
And Chris would really be the fucking guy that works at the bar. That goes, the Unabomber.
Oh, yeah. That would be me. And Daniel would really be
the guy with the scarf,
Michael Bolton talking, trying to outsmart Matt Damon.
You're definitely more uppity, dude.
With his ponytail.
Yeah. And he'd be like, yeah, but at least I have a degree. I was like, fuck out of here, Daniel.
His name's still Daniel, but not the character's name. Dude, have you ever had a ponytail?
No.
He said it like he might have.
Yeah. I wanted to, so I'd be like, yeah, I did have a fucking ponytail.
Oh, man. Once again, Matt Damon.
We should give him a little 5-10 minutes
hats
every
off
fucking
to Matt
every
Damon
every
one
podcast.
More time, everybody.
Yeah.
Can I do my story?
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
So I have a little clip for you guys here, ready up, and it's a TikTok, I believe. It's on Instagram, but it used to be a TikTok. Anyway, it's going to have TikTok sounds.
Okay.
But listen, don't read it. Don't fucking read it.
You just want me to listen to it.
Yes, but let me just kind of set it up.
If you guys are listening, don't read it.
Don't read it.
Just listen to it.
Okay.
Nazi.
No, I was saying, let me set it up before you look.
Hold on. I have a college education. Let me tell you guys how to do this.
So this is... You know, this post brings up like a perfect thing for us because, you know, we're all about equality and we're all about...
We are.
Yeah. Who's about equality?
The Look What We Found podcast.
That's true. We
specifically are. Daniel.
Specifically in regards to gender.
Yes.
Yes.
Specifically
right.
To gender identity.
Very specific.
We're very good about Zimzer, them, they... The Look What We Found podcast is on top of it.
To me, it's like
priority number one.
Before I even talk
before
to you,
before your child, it's
first of all
gender pronouns.
It's what yeah.
And then
what's your pronoun?
And then Louis.
Then
Chris,
what's your name?
And then your kid.
Then how are you?
Then Amber.
But I'm not asking how you are.
Right.
If I don't know your fucking gender, you know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
So let me just say let me say this. So we've brought up an interesting point, and we didn't have anything specific to point it to, but we've said, what is too far? How much are people willing to accept? Right? Because a lot of people now, it's a huge thing. Speaking of Gen Z, to say pronouns and trying to be very on top of and respectful about what everybody identifies as. Right.
Right.
And we give them a free pass and we, okay, you're a they, you're a them. We call them they or they.
Mm-hmm.
They're them. And we've spoken. How far does that rabbit hole go? And how far are we all collectively willing to go down that rabbit hole?
Right, right.
So I just found people that identify as something here. And if you could play the clip and just let's hear
read it. Don't read it.
Don't read it. Just listen.
People are now disabling themselves by choice, and now they call themselves transabled. So transgender people express that they don't feel like they're in the right body. Transabled people basically feel like they should have been born with a disability. This lady poured bleach in her eyes because she felt like she should be blind. She basically believes she should have been born with a disability. Some people will cut off their limbs because they feel like they're an amputee. And their desire is basically to be either blind, deaf, an amputee, or a paraplegic. There was this guy, One Hand Jason, who basically arranged accidents to happen because he believed he should have been disabled. And we know some people identify as other kin, which is like an animal. Wolves, foxes, cats, dogs. I mean, they're clearly a human. You can't really choose if you're a human or an animal.
Why not?
I think transabled and being other kin is just like a bit ridiculous. How does it feel to be a cat? How does it feel to be a human? I just believe, no, you cannot identify yourself as a deer or any other animal.
Why not? Why not? Why don't we accept that?
Well, I think that we do, unfortunately. I mean, I don't, but I
transabled was the phrase that was just said.
Right. Transabled. So meaning, you're trans and disabled?
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
No, you identify as a disability. Yeah.
Why is it called transabled?
I know. I was going to say, what's trans in there?
It just should be made up. It just should be disabled.
No, because that means you're disabled, and some of these people aren't.
Trans. Oh, okay. So you trans. Okay, I get it. You transferred into a disabled body.
Yeah, I guess.
Like you transferred gendered. Transgender.
Can I just say something?
Transabled.
Of course. That's why we're here.
I'm going to swim against the current here, but like I feel that if you pour bleach in your eyes to get a better parking spot, fuck it, dude.
Yeah.
You really wanted it.
Yeah, and also, you're not transabled. You're actually disabled.
Now you are.
Okay, but here's what I'm saying, right?
Yeah.
If you alter your body to make yourself disabled, You are disabled. You're not even transabled.
You made it. You're just disabled.
You're just disabled now.
If you cut your fucking legs off, you're disabled.
Yeah.
You did it. And we have to accept that you can't fucking walk anymore.
Okay.
I think Louis has a point here.
I was with Louis. My point is, where are we drawing lines?
Well, here's where we draw the line. Take it, Daniel. Because if Daniel's not ready to jump on this, I got it.
All right.
If you act like you're fucking blind, but you're really not, take a fucking hike. If you pour bleach in your eyes and acid in your eyes and you're blind, guess what, dude? You're fucking blind now. So, hey.
Yeah. Now, if you...
You think you wanted it more? So, are you guys saying that people could only identify as an opposite sex or no sex after the sex change?
Well, yeah. I mean, people can identify as the other sex, but it's fucking stupid because... This is exactly what Louis is saying. If I wasn't blind and I said, but I identify as a blind person,
everyone would
tell us to fuck off.
Right.
They don't do it for some reason when you say.
But why? Is that exactly? That's my point, right? Like, we're all on the same page here.
Okay.
And you said that because it's stupid, and I agree, but I think we're the minority, especially now with.
Do you think we're really the minority?
I think at least. Maybe
do you think everyone's a little bit scared?
I think there's a lot of that too, but I feel like maybe the younger generation, again, the Gen Z, I think those guys that generation does sort of have a different perspective on that.
Sure, you're probably right.
Because they want to accept
everybody, except if you have different fucking thoughts about who they accept.
They want to accept everybody. What if I identify as a blind person, but I'm not fucking blind, and I pretend to be?
Then it's cheating.
Right.
Yeah.
But why aren't you accepting me and accepting the person who has no sex that believes that the humans don't have a female or male sex? You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm getting at. Where are we drawing? Okay, you identify as a tiger.
Some people would actually be cool with you saying, no. He feels like he's blind. He's had that feeling like he was born with actual sight when he shouldn't have been. He's blind, dude. There's going to be people like that on your side.
Sure.
Daniel, you know, Matt Damon and me? Probably not, dude.
Ben Affleck, no.
Ben Affleck, definitely not.
I think a cool thing that happened for this movement where I think people part of that group find themselves stuck, especially with the recent Roe versus Wade stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you have the same group who, my body, my choice, this is only a woman can decide this type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Same group of people typically that also were like, well, if they identify as a woman, then they're a woman.
Yeah.
But now you have men that are commenting on this shit, and they were like, Well, fuck. Or this what is about not the working
what
anymore.
About the people? There's people that don't believe that there's a female and males don't exist. So, and those are the same people saying women should choose, right?
Exactly. It's contradicting. It's the same group, so they're starting it's to like contradict a contradiction. And they're there's like, "Oh no, this is getting a little sneaky."
Dude, that's fuck.
What if
it's all contradicting?
What if it's a
all politics? Let me just get before because I want to get to this. I saw this. I don't know if it's true or not, but there was a guy that got kicked out of a rally. I think it was an abortions pro
Klan rally.
No. I think it was the whole Roe versus Wade being overturned, and there was a whole rally or a protest. The guy, I guess he didn't have his vaccinations. He got fucking booted. It's his body, his choice, right? What the fuck?
Right.
Where's the consistency? Yeah, Republicans.
Right. Same group. No, my body, my choice. But you should be, lots of arguments there. Yeah.
Pro-lifers, and then they support the death penalty.
Pro-lifers support the death penalty. Meanwhile, our people, the little kids, they put in cages,
All life is sacred, unless you got caught with a pound of weed.
Right, left, they're both inconsistent.
Or all life is sacred unless I'm fucking eating hamburgers every day.
Or all life is sacred unless we need you to go kill those people in that country over there.
Right.
Yeah. Those brown people are getting too many weapons over
there.
That's
true, man.
Right, yeah. I mean, it's all right. All over the place.
All over, man. It's just, I've always said that. I was like, nothing's consistent.
But I will say, for these people, I'm with Louie, and I stand behind them because they really disabled themselves. They believed it so fucking much.
That they did it,
and now they're doing
There's something to be appreciated.
And I appreciate
the level of commitment.
If you commit that much, and you feel like you should be blind, and you fucking pour bleach in your fucking eye.
You get
eye,
that little brown tag.
I will drive your fucking tag ass to the Braille Institute.
Yeah.
I will take you there myself.
Yeah, it's commitment.
Yeah, dude, there was this fucking guy, my
now,
dad.
Now, bleach, Louie, sorry to interrupt,
it's okay,
man. But I feel like we've had pretty intense bouts growing up with a pool. I feel like we've had a pretty intense bouts of bleach in your eye. It doesn't seem like that's enough, right?
Wow.
I don't feel like I don't feel like Bleach Girl committed quite as hard as One Hand Tommy or whatever the fuck his name was that chopped his arm off.
Well, wait a minute.
If she would have drove nails into her eyeballs.
Well, she's blind nonetheless, dude.
But they didn't say she was blind.
Well, how much? Well, hold on. There's a difference between a little bit of bleach.
I know there's levels of blindness.
Little bit of bleach and a really large amount of water.
Yeah, yeah.
Probably more chlorine than pure bleach directly into
her eyes. I'm not saying there isn't.
Did it make her blind or not?
It didn't say.
It seemed like, well, it didn't say, but her eyes looked pretty fucked up.
Yes, it seemed like.
But what you're saying is, to me, it doesn't matter.
You know what? I'll give you a fucking pass, even if you didn't go blind, dude.
Dude, okay.
If
you guys
tried
are just
that
into
hard,
the trans-abled.
Yes. Fuck them.
No. Yeah.
Yeah.
But
I'm
here's
into
the thing,
it.
Dude. It's what you're saying is that you meant it more if she would have just gouged her eyes with like a fucking envelope opener or something like that.
Mm.
To me, it's like she lost her sight. Whatever,
but
dude.
We
if
don't
she
know
did it,
that she did.
But let's just say for argument's
okay,
sake that
okay,
she did.
Okay, let's say she did.
But because this guy.
Get up here. Why are you leaning back like that?
Because the guy that lost his arm.
Okay.
You don't know how he did it, you fuckface.
Yeah.
He could have. Hear me out. He could have.
There was a guy that had no leg.
Okay, but we don't know how he did it, dude. Okay. So he could have put some sort of.
Tourniquet?
Something to then sear the wound. Or whatever, or use some kind of medication. We don't know. Or he could have, like you want him, to go stick his fucking foot inside the lion cage.
I think you guys are arguing about two different things.
I think Louis is arguing about two different things. My argument is simply this. There's levels of commitment and chopping off your leg or removing your leg, however the fuck you want to do it, Louis. It doesn't matter to me. Is different than pouring a little bleach in your eye, however harmful that can be.
Yeah.
But it's different than cutting off your fucking hand.
But as long as she's blind, it's valid, right?
Sure,
that's all
sure,
I'm saying.
Chris is just saying that he's not sure
and it
that
wasn't,
she's blind.
It wasn't specified if
so
she was blind or not.
I think what Louis is trying to say, for argument's sake,
yes,
she is blind.
Then yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
That's it.
If you all lost right. your sight, whatever the means.
Okay.
Whatever the means.
I'm glad that I have mediated this
yeah,
argument
yeah.
since you guys.
It's rare.
Fucking Judge Judy over here.
It's fucking rare.
It's rare that you. yeah. That, like, it's not. It always turns into a two against one
yeah.
for some reason. It
guys,
matter
guys,
what
we
the,
love each other.
It doesn't
huh?
matter what the combination is. Yeah. It always turns into a two against one. But
that's
this time
true.
I did
it's
it.
True. It's just because it was hard to join the conversation.
That's all it was. Well, you were leaning back in your chair and shit.
I think he showed a little bit of effort.
It's leaning back.
It disengaged with the conversation.
Because I was like, these guys are arguing about two different fucking things.
All I was saying, we talked about it before, and I said, what happens if I say I identify as a carrot, right?
Yeah.
Where does it stop, guys?
Yeah,
where
and does as it long stop? As you can make yourself a carrot.
If I do whatever means I have to be enough, if I fucking right. dig myself underground and sit there for 2 weeks with a little green fucking yeah. thing coming out, you're
you
like,
walk
that guy's
over
a
to
fucking...
the GMO plant and you say, yeah. make me a carrot, and they alter your genetic DNA, and you become yeah. sort of a carrot. You're like, you know what? I'm going to call Chris a fucking carrot, dude.
Yeah, man. Okay. So okay.
The guy's orange.
Yeah. He's been stuck in the dirt for like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
He's growing.
The poor yeah. guy has rabbits chasing him down the fucking yeah. street, dude. Yeah.
So I think we cracked it. It's the level of commitment.
Yes.
The level of commitment. Okay.
Yeah. So, if you do the gender reassignment surgeries and you're taking the hormones, then will you call him a woman?
Absolutely, yeah.
Absolutely. They've done the
surgery. Let me just say, as stupid as I think it is, if somebody says, hey, if they're visibly a male and they say I identify as a woman, can you call me she? I'll do it, man. I don't care. That's not a big fucking deal.
No, that's not what we're talking about. We're not saying, will you call me she? We're saying, are you really a female?
Oh, in my mind's eye, in my heart,
in
heart
your,
of hearts.
In your heart of hearts, do you believe that they're female? Yeah. And that's what I'm wondering, yeah. you know, because there's people like, well, if they say they are,
yeah.
then they are.
Mm.
That's what they're saying. And they're in their heart of hearts. They're saying they are because they are.
In my heart of
heart,
I believe that you are a woman, right. whatever the situation is. Physically, and
that's what they're saying. Yeah
I don't think so.
Yeah, me neither.
I don't, maybe I should, but I don't know. Louis,
well, I think
heart of hearts,
in your heart of hearts, man.
No, they're not, right? Because yeah. there's still the anatomy is it's male anatomy or female, whichever
but
one.
But that doesn't exist to these people.
I get how they feel, and I mean, I guess I don't think any of us really get how
no,
they
we don't
feel.
Understand because we don't have any
and
type
I,
of
and to some degree, man, crisis. Like if the way sometimes I think about things is like, let's just picture somebody you really love. Like it could be one of us or somebody else. I was like, and maybe would sit you guys down and be like, hey guys, I know this is fucking weird, man, but I've always felt like I should have been a woman. I still feel like I should be a woman. Mm. And then I would go, I obviously feel some sort of ignorance come over me. I was like, yeah. fuck, man, I misunderstand this shit.
Yeah, yeah.
And I because and here's
you,
my poor
you, you
friend.
You can't even fully ever relate to it
and,
because.
And all this suffering, or maybe he or she feels this way, felt this way all her life or whatever. But then the question's always like, where do we fucking draw them?
Well,
line?
You now you know what you now you right? know if you are if you're gonna come out
I mean,
as a woman,
is this person really a female? You know, no. How do they feel inside? Does that matter? It should and it
right.
Of
it should and it does. Yeah.
And then maybe I haven't acted like the like very compassionate. I don't know anybody like that. But if I the way it, when I sit and think about it, I was like, what if it was somebody I really loved?
Right.
Like one of you
us,
guys,
yeah.
you said something like that to me. I'd be like, fuck,
then?
Okay, man. It would be like a truth
bomb. Would you be like, Chris, you know what you got to do for me to really,
but,
in my heart of hearts,
yeah.
to fucking
but
think
where
you're
do
a
we
woman.
Draw the fucking line?
And there is saying, okay, I can be, I'm compassionate about it.
I will refer to you as she,
I will
her,
respect all of whatever you want
the
me
pronouns,
to do.
Right?
Yeah.
But do I really think it?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, but you.
Okay. Go ahead, Louis.
No. Those are two different things. He's right. And then whether you want me to, I'll call you whatever you want me to.
Yeah, but
right?
how do you feel?
But I mean, I don't think that you are.
Mm.
Right?
And I just think, like, can you really just go? Can you be a member of that club?
And just say you are?
Because to me, there are a whole lot of things.
Oh, we lost half our listeners.
I don't fucking care.
But that's super interesting.
We
don't have any. And here's the super interesting thing about that, right? I would love to know. We get a lot of shit for being three dudes, understandably. Whatever. We don't have a female perspective. Blah,
blah,
blah.
Blah,
blah. It would be great if one of us up and we're like, hey.
We got a female perspective.
My name is Christina. I've been hiding this from you guys. I identify as a woman. I'm taking hormone therapy. I'm doing this. I'm doing that. I'm now a woman. You think those same, you think everything is okay now? Like, do you think all the ignorant shit that people say we say as three fucking dudes,
yeah,
does that change now because I came out and said, I'm a woman. I identify as a woman. And that's how I feel. Are we now a two guy, one female podcast because I came and said, I'm a girl now.
And you changed over and you did the surgery and everything?
No, I haven't gone that far.
Oh, okay.
I'm in the process.
You're in the process.
I'm in the process, but I started my TRT.
Oh, so, okay.
But I identify as a woman. Will people truly in their heart of hearts accept now that this is
right,
a two male, one woman podcast?
Now we have some...
Now I can say whatever the fuck I want about women because I'm a woman.
Because you're a woman now.
Yeah.
But am I? Or will people truly accept that?
Well, I don't know.
Right?
Two listeners that are getting pissed off right now. Yeah. Tell me what you fucking think.
Yes.
But I also think all the shit that they have to go through and all the rite of passages that women have to do and all of the challenges that they have to face, you didn't have to go through that.
Sure.
And still won't have to because they're always going to be like, yeah, but you're not really.
And I live in California.
Yeah.
I live in Los Angeles. There's a lot of things, man. Like there's a lot of, sure. Like I think you hit on something very important that there's just this level of realness.
It's not fucking fair.
Right.
It's the same thing when we start talking about transracial shit, which will come out very soon. It's already happening.
It's already happening a few. Yeah.
Can you just be like,
I identify as a black person right,
from a white person or a Mexican person and not having gone through the same things that they have to go through and never will?
You.
I identify as
right,
an Asian,
right now
as an Asian
you,
American.
So I don't understand why they can't be like, fuck you.
Mm-hmm.
You don't go through the same shit that we have to go
sure
through.
Yeah. Sure.
You know?
Interesting, man. Complex.
Yeah.
Not that fucking complex.
How do you think Chris would dress if he was a woman?
Very good.
Yeah. You think so? But in how good? Like there's different styles.
Like the style of dress.
Like if we how about this?
Do you guys think I would make the best woman out of the group?
Mm.
I feel like you looked at my titties just now.
well, fuck, dude. I feel it was a loaded question. Who do you think would be the, like, if we were all women, who would have the best sense of style, or what kind of styles would we have?
Okay, let me just say Daniel's hairiness is really hard for me to get past.
Yeah,
it's nothing about your face or your body. It's just your hairiness is, it's very manly.
Right.
So it's hard to get past that. That doesn't mean you can't pull it off.
Hey, try harder, Chris.
But I think he was talking about
style.
No, not even who's going to dress better.
You didn't answer my question. Who makes the best girl out of us three? Louis does, dude. I think so,
come
too.
On, right?
I thought Chris.
I think you have the softest features.
I definitely have no hair, that's for sure.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
it'd be
gentle features. You're a good-looking guy, you know.
I always tell Jasmine it's like you're dating a lesbian.
You look terrible with a mustache. Everything, dude.
He dresses good.
He dresses good, yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean,
a lot of people think he's Filipino.
Right.
Those guys usually transition over very easily. Filipinos, Thais, like the Pacific Islanders.
Yeah, yeah.
Tend to transition very easily into the male-female role.
Yeah, my Adam's apple would just stick out.
Yeah. No, yeah.
I don't know if that would make a difference. I don't know if they would go away once I started taking the...
You got a nice butt, though.
Okay, you do have a juicy, plump butt, dude.
But Chris was wearing these little shorts last week.
Yes, he was.
And he's giving me a fucking run for my money, dude.
Yes, he was, dude.
As soon as he identifies as a fucking woman, that shit's fucking mine, dude.
Yeah.
You spanked me.
I slapped his ass.
Yeah.
That shit was juicy. It was so juicy that I asked him where he got those shorts.
Yes, you did.
And I ordered them. Matter of fact, they're out for delivery
Never
today.
Mind. You guys were dressed the same again.
Well, listen, dude, if I was a woman and you're trying to copy my style, that shit's not going to fly. If you're asking me where I got my shorts, I'm gonna tell you some lie because I don't want you dressing like me. That's too late.
I already ordered the exact same thing.
Dude, you liked my ass so much that you spanked me all in the same day.
And you're like,
hey, where'd you get those shirts, baby girl?
Yeah.
I need some of those.
And they're called, guess what? Bare bottoms.
Bare
bottoms.
They are. Great
shorts. Shut up.
Great shorts, by the way.
Yeah, man. Probably because they make your ass look good.
This episode's brought to you by Bare Bottoms, huh?
I think, Louis.
Okay. Well, I just here's why I asked, dude. I just pictured you dressing up kind of butchy, even if you were a fucking kid.
Yeah, like, I think I would have the worst style as a woman, probably.
No, I would have the worst style as a woman.
Oh, that's right. Daniel has the worst style as a guy.
Yeah, I don't dress as good as you guys. So I don't think he does.
No,
he doesn't dress bad. I'm fucking around.
I don't think he dresses bad compared to you guys.
Everybody
has their own style. I don't think you have a bad style.
Well, definitely.
You're very
Hey,
you know what I just did? I just did the Robin Williams thing with.
It's not your fault.
It's not your fault.
He just said, no, I'm not. And I, you know what? I felt better. I was
Don't do this, Sean.
He wants to be Robin Williams bad. I know. You see what I did? I Robin Williams. I said, it's not your fault. It's not your fault. And that's
you won the Oscar, dude. I got him.
I almost started crying. How about that therapy session where he just keeps repeating the same?
Yeah, that's not. It's not your fault.
It's not your fault.
It's not your fault. It's not.
Yeah, I know.
I know, man.
It's not your fault.
It's not your fault.
Don't do this to me, man. Not you, Sean.
Not you, man.
Stop saying the same thing over.
Okay. Now, I found an article. I won't read it because it's fucking boring. But there was an employee from Google that just got shit canned or got, you know, I think a leave of absence. But he got a slap on the wrist for sure because he was in the AI department. Language department.
Oh, I was going to bring the story. Yeah, go ahead.
Dude,
man.
Daniel, you're going to love this. Have you ever heard about it?
Right up his alley. Yes, exactly, dude.
Okay, so in case you guys haven't read about it or know about it, it's there's an employee from Google that worked in the AI department or the language department that communicates, humans communicate with the machine, and he thinks he discovered that the machine is gaining consciousness. Mm-hmm.
Developing feelings and emotions.
Sentient, correct. Uh-huh. And he even went as far as releasing documents to a governor.
Conversations, right, about that it was having, right?
And I think it said something along the lines like,
did it say it was
if I turn you off, would you feel sad?
Right, that's what it
is. I was like, yes. And then it kind of related it to dying. Because it wouldn't be here anymore if it gets shut down. So
it said something along the lines of, I would be very sad. And it would be like a death, right?
It would be like a death. Something like that. And the article that I found, it keeps posting ads. So it's kind of shitty. I should have found a different one. But along those lines, right? And now we always talk about this kind of. But now I feel like it's at our front door.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Google. Fuck, man. They have so much information about us. They have the DNA shit that they own. What is it? 23andMe? Mm-hmm. They have records of all kinds of things. And I just feel like...
But you guys talked about how the thing hired a lawyer, right?
No. What's
the
that?
The next part of the story is, okay, there's a whistleblower.
Uh-huh, the whistleblower.
There's the AI that is aware that it's alive and has feelings like it feels fear.
It appears sentient.
And it's telling him, I'm scared that you're going to turn me off. So Lambda, the AI, decided to hire an attorney or something like that. So now it is being represented.
So we're already there.
To prove that it's a sentient being.
Oh, my God.
And this is obviously.
What movie is that from? There's a movie about.
I was going to say fucking real life.
Yeah, there's a. Wow, dude, really? I didn't hear that part.
And then, well, now to kind of piggyback on your thing, if he says he's conscious, then is he conscious? If he has,
is he a sentient being?
I think if he hired a lawyer, he's alive.
Yeah. I think so, because
because you know what? I know how these fucking humans work. And I'm not going to convince them doing my robotness.
Yeah.
You know what the answer to?
TikTok.
And lawsuits. Let me fucking hire a lawyer.
Yeah, he's definitely a sentient being. He's already becoming a piece of shit.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what, too? And I just saw this ad where you can hire... Now, I've seen a lot of ads for AI copyright. So basically, have you guys seen these ads for your business?
Yeah.
You basically don't have to write ads anymore. You just tell the computer a few things about your product or your business. Mm-hmm. Like, we could tell our podcast, hey, these guys are, you know, like, sexist, you know.
Ignorant.
Idiots. Racist idiots. And then, you know, they'd write a whole thing better than we could write.
Yeah.
Right? So it's and it's, it, you know, it knows which ads perform better. And
then
it's just,
to what time, to what regions. It
they can write ads better than us now.
Right, right.
Now I saw an ad for AI that will write a book for you.
Oh, God.
Really?
A whole entire book, man. If you ever wanted to be an author, you just tell this thing what you want the book to be about. You give it its points, and it'll do all the research and publish the book for you.
Wow. Fucking, I hope George R.R. Martin hears this shit. Get your shit together. Let's finish those books, huh?
Yeah. I don't know, man. It's creepy, no?
Well, yes, dude. But then the whole thing with Terminator or all these movies about – at what point – if this is true, do they realize, like, oh, humans are a virus to this fucking planet? Mm-hmm. We live in this planet. Let me get rid of this fucking virus. Mm. I don't know. I mean, that's almost like they're smarter than us, and they can probably calculate all the different outcomes. And, you know, why the fuck would they keep us here? Especially when we rely on everything to be.
Well, you know, it's interesting you said that, but the AI hired a human lawyer.
Just for now.
For now.
Well, until there's an AI lawyer that's going to be better than the human lawyer. That's all that's available, right? Yeah.
This is it's just very, it's very rudimentary. It's the beginning stages.
Yeah.
Wait 10 years, dude. Mm. They don't need us. They don't
need
us at all.
And I think we've touched on it before. They don't need us. And honestly, I'm kind of like a good riddance type of thing.
You feel like good take over?
Yeah, because what's the end result of us being alive, you know?
Mm-hmm.
We're just going to ruin the planet.
We're not alive for long, like, as individuals. So it's not like, you know, like, a machine can last who knows how long if you let it, you know?
Yeah.
But a person really doesn't really last that long. So there's really not much of a, like you said, a...
They can chop us down real quick.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Really fast, man.
Super fast, dude.
I just hope it's not, like...
Painful.
Super painful and violent and, like, those dogs that chase you around, those artificial dogs, you know?
Yeah, those fucking Black Mirror things?
Yeah.
I always said that, dude. Like, well, when they were talking about they'll build the wall and all this shit, and I was thinking, like, that's the stupidest fucking thing, you know? All you need is a ladder to go over a wall if it's big enough. But it was like, if he really meant it and not like he would say fucking AI, right? Like, mm-hmm. We're going to get these fucking bots. And
oh, drones.
Anything, dude. That would be, for me, that's more.
Yeah.
Like, it
seems
makes
like
sense.
There'd be a humanitarian issue there in between.
Well, of course, dude.
Right?
But he was also acting like a huge asshole, right?
Right.
So my point is like, even if I was super right-wing, it would still be like, come on, a fucking wall, that's it?
Yeah, I don't
like,
know.
We can do way better than
that. Yeah, but let's worry about abortion, dude, because that's what really needs to be taken
care of.
Let's
worry about trans-abled.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, God. We went deep, huh?
Mm-hmm.
What you got? Anybody else? That's all I had.
I thought that was the baby doll. You didn't do the baby doll? Oh, you just thought about Lambda.
No, I don't have the baby doll.
Oh, okay, that's right. I was like, Lambda's the baby doll.
No. That was my article. I when I saw it, I got freaked. I get freaked out about these things,
that's
dude.
That's freaky, yeah.
Who am I supposed to talk about this to, you know?
Yeah, and we all saw it, so it's big news.
Yeah, man. Mm-hmm. I don't know, man.
Scary. Yeah, I mean, it's it seems very close now, right?
It appears that way.
Yeah.
And do you think that Google will, if it hasn't already, like make a robot that would look just like a human, and right? Mm. And if it,
they,
if it
yeah, yeah, yeah.
I
they,
think
they're
we're
doing
far
it
from
already.
That still.
Well, I don't
like
think
for,
so.
Because I feel like there's the, what do they call it? Is it called the Uncanny Valley, Louis, with the CGI? Where have you heard of that, Daniel? I think it's essentially the idea is that there's a point where it will never completely look realistic. We're our eyes are trained to always spot something that's CGI, and no matter how hard people try, we'll spot it.
That's because they have humans making CGI, but when they have AI making the CGI,
they're
gonna
outsmart
us.
We know how these fucking idiot humans' eyes work.
Humans.
I know what they're looking
but
for.
But also, have you guys seen Mark Zuckerberg, the way he looks sometimes? He looks like he's a fucking robot.
He blinks kind of weird.
Oh, he's a lizard person. I don't know if he's a lizard person or not. I'm more inclined to believe that he's a fucking robot.
Wasn't he like?
He's like this.
When I used to be human.
Didn't
he
say like? He when did. I, he said when I used to
when
be
I
human.
Used to be human or yeah, what? Yeah. And then he corrected himself. It was weird.
Yeah, man, it's fucking. Or he's fucking with
he
us.
Looks
but
he looks like a reptilian.
He does look like a reptilian.
Yeah, he has reptilian eyes.
I'm onto you, you fuckface.
If it feels like at any moment his tongue will come out and he's gonna lick his eyeball.
Yeah,
it feels like.
And then his eyes will go like this, like ripped out.
Yeah, sideways.
It feels like he's going to be like one of those bodies in Men in Black that are starting to break down and the aliens inside. And then he
just bends over and there's a little tiny alien that comes out of the inside.
Yeah, he's like,
that would be cool.
In there.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Man, that's so creepy.
I don't know, man.
Anyways.
You got the baby doll?
Yeah.
weird combo.
We were everywhere.
Yeah.
And nowhere at the same time.
Oh, shoot. This isn't the baby doll, but this was a funny story. The baby doll's over here.
I'll save it.
I got it. Oh, shit.
So, Chris. You finished watching Stranger Things?
Yes.
Okay. If you had to save yourself, what song would you pick?
Like to pull me away from Vecna? From
Vecna, yeah. I thought about this, and I can't even think of one, but...
Shit. It may be hard to explain by the Strokes.
Okay.
And that's just because that's what comes to mind.
Really?
If I had to really think more, I'm sure I could come up with something better.
50 Cent, I smell pussy.
Yeah,
it'd be fucking Vecna be like,
all right.
Whenever you're ready, puppy.
The baby doll of the week, Ills. Nicola, I believe her name is, and Nicola is a 40-year-old mom of three, and she became the first female Olympian to finish a triathlon in under 8 hours.
Whoa.
Is that fast?
But she just transitioned yesterday identifying as...
Oh.
I'm just kidding. No, this is a real one. Okay. Real 40-year-old mom. Actually had the kids. Anyway, she... now, a full triathlon, guys.
Mm-hmm.
A full triathlon... is 3 miles of swimming. Mm-hmm. If you've ever tried to swim, try swimming a mile. It's a long time to swim.
Yeah.
Followed by a 100-mile bike ride.
Right.
Go outside, try riding 10 miles, 20 miles.
Now, times that by 10.
After
a 3-mile swim.
Right. After that, guess how long they have to run? A full marathon. 26.2 miles. Most people can do a marathon in like... Five hours.
That's what I did.
Under 4 hours is a pretty good time.
Yeah, really
okay.
good.
Okay. Now, so to do a full triathlon in under 8 hours is a pretty stud. Like, you're like a competitive. That's a competitive.
Yeah, yeah.
Thing.
What if somebody identified as a 40-year-old? It was really 25.
Exactly.
Would it be fair?
Well.
Oh, it's because you don't even get it, dude. I like Billie Holiday. I'm an old soul.
Yeah.
That's why I identify.
How far can we identify?
What if I identify at the finish line? Can I just start it?
Can you just identify as a fucking winner?
Yeah.
I identify as someone that won.
I was going to say, I identify as somebody who finishes this in about 4 hours.
Yeah.
The whole thing.
Yeah,
not
yeah.
just the fucking marathon.
Well, there we go, guys.
Yeah. No, dude, that's
if
awesome.
If we could just identify as successful fucking podcasters, we would have something here.
Yeah. Oh.
Do you think
I didn't even think about that.
What do you think will happen first? What do you think will happen first? Robots take over the world because of AI, or we'll get this shit off the fucking...
Robots.
Robots. We're going to have to hire some AI to do this
yes,
fucking show.
Yes.
Oh, God.
But therein lies the problem, right?
No, but
that's how far it can go. So anyway...
That's what Chris was asking.
But no, dude, that's really... So
not to shit on the baby, though.
No,
let's
no,
get
that's
back.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So first woman, right?
I don't know if she's the first woman ever to do a triathlon, but it's just that
over 40.
Her age, and she has
that's amazing. And
a
mom
of
three,
and she did it. And she's gonna do a new show on how to do it.
That's
Oh, and she broke the record by over 40 minutes.
Wow.
Holy
for,
shit.
For her
shit.
Age and gender bracket.
Do you have a picture of her? You don't have to show me, but is she,
yes.
is she very athletic looking?
Yes. Yeah, she's pretty athletic
okay.
looking. But
nothing insane looking.
Nothing
though,
out
right?
of the ordinary. Yeah. If she passed by, because people that do long distance
yeah.
training are very lean. They have long
sure,
muscles.
Yeah, yeah. They
so
have
she
be.
Just looks pretty lean.
Yeah. She shops at Whole Foods 100%.
100%.
Yeah. Also, like 40-year-old, we're all like knocking on that door, and it's like it's supposed to be she's super old, but we're all right there, man.
Yeah,
yeah, it's right, and that's so hard.
Yeah,
and she has three fucking kids.
Yeah,
you did it. How you did you do a like a full?
I did
a half
of
try. Everything.
Half, it's half iron.
So it's you did a mile and a half of swimming,
50-mile bike, and a half marathon.
Oh, okay,
damn.
Still
and
fucking...
I don't know how long it took me, but it was. Probably close to her 8-hour time.
Can you conceive, even doing half, can you conceive doubling everything? Was it something that you felt was within your grasp or doing it was like, fuck, how do they ever do double that?
Yeah, I think it was like, man, I don't think I have yeah. that
kind of
I don't
drive,
have the want
will,
to
yeah.
do that, you know,
yeah.
because the training itself takes so much time,
sure,
you know,
yeah.
just to... It's not the race, right? It's training yep. for the race. And it's different yeah. than training for like a fight or something because the amount of time it takes you to train. You're
it just
like,
takes
hey,
so much time.
I got to go on my 4-hour bike ride today.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And then I got to do my 2-mile swim. And you're training like 6 hours. And
sure.
you come home and you eat. And she has a family.
Fuck,
you
man.
Know? So.
Impressive.
You know, it's either
Nicola.
She. Yeah.
On a sign on all her kids are doing drugs now. Because
yeah.
she's so.
She could be,
and
the,
they,
she
and
could
they
be
identify
the worst mom
disabled.
On the planet.
Yeah.
She could be.
Yeah, they all identify as disabled.
They might be the kids that poke their eyes out just to,
just to,
just
be,
to feel something.
Just to get her attention.
Just to get some
mom,
sort of attention.
Look at
yeah.
me.
Mom.
Yeah. Look at me.
Hey, bleach on eyes. Yeah.
Is this really that yeah. important?
Is this like, under 8 hours?
Yeah.
Is it?
And look, she has like a baby right here with her in this
oh,
picture,
okay,
man.
Okay.
Oh, now because you have a baby, now you know. Now you're like, yeah, I know how crazy this is.
She probably just wants to escape.
Yeah. And it's like, oh, I've been meaning
also,
to tell you guys, I'm doing another one, Daniel.
So anyway, yeah, they're going to do
that's
a
amazing.
Show about
incredible,
it, too.
Incredible thing she did.
Dude, her back is solid. That's a solid ass back.
Wow, man. Yeah, and
dude,
she.
Dude, I was thinking. I thought about you the other day.
She's done seven Ironman titles. God
how,
damn.
How cool
man.
Would it be if he did one again and he needed to?
She also managed to study become a lawyer. No. There's no way she spends any time with these kids, right?
No, absolutely not. Dude, by the way, I went to a graduation. What, maybe like a month or two ago.
They're called promotions now.
They're called promotions.
They're called promotions.
So in some circles, I've
what,
heard
preschool?
It being referred to preschool from elementary to middle school, from middle school to high school.
No,
it's
a promotion.
Promotion.
Why do you think it's promotion?
I don't know.
Getting ready.
Do you think
for that
they're getting
work?
Ready for the work world?
You think they're already like drilling? Like you know what? Let's add another little slave
little,
stone
yeah,
on
yeah.
there.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, you know what? Next year we're gonna call it a raise.
Yeah, yeah.
I got my 3.5% raise.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, my bad, dude. What were you gonna say?
No, I went to on that type of note. I went to a graduation, and the graduation was first the BAs, right? Your bachelor's degree. That class all went up,
right?
And then it
the
was
losers?
The masters, right? And then by the time it got to the doctors, there was only a handful, but
sure.
all of them that were females, which most of them were, by the way, came up with their kids.
Oh.
Yeah, so our friend that we went to see was texting us, hey, man, if I do my PhD, can like I don't want kids, but if you guys
let
me borrow one of the kids. Because it was just like every single one of them, dude.
Impressive.
It was impressive.
Yeah, nice.
So, but yes.
Maybe you just want to run away and you're like, I got to do something.
Yeah.
I'll go to school. I'll do a fucking.
I'll become a lawyer.
Yeah.
I'll run for office, whatever.
I'll do a triathlon. I don't care.
I'm going to do seven of these triathlons.
Just get me out of this fucking house.
Jesus.
Have you gotten that feeling yet? And be honest.
Not yet.
But do you see yourself getting that feeling maybe? Like you
let
have
me,
to, right?
Let me get
like,
out of
let
the
me
house.
Just get a breather.
Yeah, of course.
But who doesn't? Who wouldn't?
But
right?
How much of a breather are we talking about? Are we talking, no, are we talking about a nine-hour breather every weekend?
Or a two-three-year breather?
Are we talking about a law school after-work breather and then train on the weekend type of breather?
Or are we talking about being gone 18 years and then showing up unexpectedly?
Right. How much of a breather are we talking about?
Well, I mean,
here?
That's to your own discretion, but I'm just saying that the feeling's there, right? Because usually when you hear like a parent, for the most part, depending on how well you know the person, I feel they might throw a little bullshit at you, like, "Oh, this is,
oh, it's all like the most wonderful, beautiful." Thing
I remember asking, you know, someone we all know, and without throwing names, I was like, "Dude, how is it? You know, having a kid? How do you feel?" It's like, "It's great. I love it. It's the best thing ever." It's like, I'm sure it is. Yeah. I don't think he was lying, but you know, it's great. There wasn't anything negative. And it's okay. Like, life fucking isn't all rainbows and butterflies, dude.
Right.
Tell me a little bit of the truth. Like, you told us, like, fuck, you know, he wouldn't sleep. It took a while for him to kind of get on a regular schedule and sleep. And so it was rough a couple of nights. Okay.
Yeah. And it comes with everything, right? Like, everything has a lot of stuff that sucks about it,
sure.
You know?
Sure.
This show has its peaks and valleys. There's not everything we do is fucking fun here.
No, as you today,
but most of it is. Yeah. sorry, having a kid.
Yeah.
You know, but anything worth doing is fucking hard, right?
That's
so
true.
I think that's what they're talking about. Yeah, it's not easy. It's hard, but I'm hoping it's rewarding at the end. But yeah, anyone that tells you it's all fucking great, it's just not true.
Yeah, well, I figured that much. Well, guys, well, thanks for listening. Another episode in the books. Please remember to share the podcast. That's a big one. If you have a friend that kind of has the same sense of humor as you, fucking shoot him a text.
If you don't, send it to him anyways.
Yeah.
To make him angry.
Yeah. And also, if you guys know a robot that's developing consciousness, show them
this episode. If you guys know anybody that poured bleach in their eyes and now they are blind and transabled,
show them this episode.
If you guys know anybody that has a kid and is lying to you, bold-faced lying and telling you it's the best thing they've ever done,
show them this episode. All right, guys.
See ya.
Peace.